Callan Park in Sydney's Inner West is to receive $14 million in funding under a new landscape structure plan announced by New South Wales Planning Minister Rob Stokes. The 61-hectare park, once the site of a mental hospital and convalescent home, has been the target of developers for many years, and a plan for the site to be taken over by Sydney University was abandoned after strident opposition. The minister said that the new funding represents the biggest single investment in Callan Park for generations. Campaigning group Friends of Callan Park and local sporting organisations have long advocated for community facilities to be prioritised in any development proposals. I spoke to local Greens MP Jamie Parker and asked him to describe the main features of the new landscape structure plan.
For the first time in over 20 years, there'll be an investment in Callan Park. Removing all the conflict along Waterfront Drive between the car park, Bay Run users and sporting clubs by moving the car park further into Callan Park and opening up the waterfront. Investing in a community building which can be used for a clubhouse and other community facilities, as well as in protecting the Aboriginal heritage which is there on the site, carvings and middens, and also upgrading several of the important heritage buildings. And investing in these important heritage buildings to repair and upgrade them means that they won't continue to see demolition by neglect.
Balmain and District Football Club celebrated its 50th anniversary in 2020 and is now Australia's largest community soccer club, with just over 2,700 registered players last season. Much of the recent growth in player numbers has been driven by increases in girls' and women's teams. The club is a significant user of Callan Park's current sporting facilities. I asked club president Paul Avery to tell me which aspects of the new plan are welcomed by the club.
We're very enthusiastic about all of the landscape structure plan for the simple fact that it's the beginning. It's actually seeing something happen at Callan Park, and that's great. We have been huge advocates over the last 20 years for doing more with Callan Park, and over the last decade particularly around sporting infrastructure. So back in 2019, Council actually took over the waterfront playing fields with the assistance of Department of Health and actually upgraded and renovated all of that with a $2 million upgrade. So that gave us playing fields there to wonderful playing fields, as well as lighting and that sort of thing. So that really made a huge change to us. But there was still the need to do more around buildings and amenities. One of the things that we do absolutely lack in Callan Park is toilets and change rooms and those sorts of things that the community really look for, particularly our girls and women. They want change rooms, they want decent toilets, which is absolutely reasonable. So the big thing that we've seen in the landscape structure plan is the commitment to actually adaptively reuse or refurbish, if you like, what we know as Building 497, which is the old repatriation ward. And it's immediately behind the waterfront playing fields. And as part of the LSP, they have actually allocated money to refurbish and turn that into a clubhouse for us and also a sporting community centre, which is absolutely vital and really, really a great outcome.
As well as this new waterfront sporting and community facility and repairs to heritage buildings on the site, the planned upgrades will include improvements to the foreshore bay run to make it fully pedestrianised. After many years of fierce debate over the future of Callan Park, does this new plan represent a change of attitude and direction on the part of the New South Wales government? Jamie Parker again.
For over 20 years, we've fought off both Liberal and Labor government proposals to sell it, commercialise it and develop it. This marks a real turning point in the attitude of government and a huge historic win for the community that have fought to protect and defend this site. We hope this is the beginning of an investment in Callan Park and a recognition that public open space, that these heritage buildings, that all of this land should be protected for the entire public, not just sold off for profit.
And Balmain Football Club? What are their aspirations for the future of Callan Park? Paul Avery again.
The club continues to grow. We're actually in our registration phase at the moment. And what we can see moving forward is that the numbers are going to increase as we head towards the FIFA World Cup in 2023, and we need to do more. Fields are a big issue already in the Balmain, Rozelle, Lilyfield area. We simply don't have enough fields for our sport and for all the other community sports that people want to play. But the big thing that we're looking for at Callan Park over the coming years and over the next decade is how that space and the infrastructure for sport can be better utilised. So we do need change rooms, we do need toilets, we do need opportunities for people to be able to train and play in the evening. It's going to be a really great area for accessibility, and that's really positive. But we need to keep an eye on how do we keep providing that infrastructure in this wonderful, wonderful space.
Paul Avery, President of Balmain Football Club, ending that report. I'm Rob Osborne, and you're listening to The Wire around Australia on the Community Radio Network.